At age 97, Lenny Marullo is the oldest living former Chicago Cub and the last living Cubs player to have played in a World Series.
I was always a shortstop. I could always run and throw with anybody. As far as hitting is concerned, that was another thing.
Marullo spent 7 years in the majors, all with the Cubs. With a lifetime .240 batting average, he was by no means a star, but played around plenty of them, names like Phil Cavaretta, Andy Pafko, and manager and player Charlie Grimm.
I was the best I had to play shortstop because I was the strongest. I had the best arm, and I could run. I covered the most ground. That's what they had to have.
Lenny grew up in East Boston and now lives in nearby Reading, Massachusetts, with his wife Jean and son Dave. He requires 24-hour home health care, but is about to return to Chicago to throw out Saturday's ceremonial first pitch.
That will be a thrill of a lifetime, just to go back to Chicago and just to walk into Wrigley Field. You know, the old fire station right down the street, where all the firemen, they were real Cubs fans.
Marullo's Reading home isn't far from where he was first recruited to play in the majors. A Boston Herald sports writer named Ralph Wheeler introduced the infielder to manager Charlie Grimm. At age 15, Lenny was invited to work out with the Cubs during a trip to Boston's Braves Field. It's there that he and some of the players had a chance encounter with an out-of-shape 40-year-old Babe Ruth in what would be the Slugger's final season.
And all the Cubs players were all around him. They were poking fun at him. And they were all having fun with the guy, just teasing the hell out of him. And I got a big kick out of that, how well the players got together and how they kidded each other.
The Cubs have been stuck for decades with the lovable losers moniker. But 1945 was a different time for the team. Back then, their last World Series appearance was just 7 years ago in 1938, and they had won the series in 1907 and 08, twice beating the Detroit Tigers. In 1945, the Cubs and Tigers squared off in the series again.
Now the batter is Len Marullo. This will be his first at-bat in the World Series. If you recall, he came in yesterday and ran and then played one inning at shortstop. The first pitch to him is swung on, and there's a high curve that he didn't get. That's at strike one.
That's Bill Slater on the call for Mutual Radio in Game 5 of the 1945 World Series, the only game Marullo would start. He went 0-for-2, his only at-bats of the series. Marullo also pinch-ran and played defense in two other games, and it's serving in that role that produced a memento.
And I can remember when tagging out a runner at second base, I wanted to be sure that I tagged him out, so I just kept my arm there, and he pinned my arm against the base and gave me a pretty good cut on the upper arm. And I wanted to keep that as a memory, so I kept scratching that scar. And I did. I still have the scar on my arm.
The 1945 World Series is also known for a famous story in Cub folklore. It was the year William Sienis and his goat attended Game 4, but was later escorted out when ushers reportedly told him to leave because of the smell of his pet. The tavern owner then swore the Cubs would never return to the series, and they never have. But Marullo won't give in to superstition.
I don't pay any attention to it. Why did they come up with that, the curse of the Cubs? Why was that question to be asked all the time?
The Cubs have made a hobby and specialty of getting four runs, but this being the seventh big and deciding game, they decided to get five in the first inning. And though the Cubs tried gamely and fought right on to the end, and Grimm never gave up, They just couldn't do anything about that big five-run lead.
That's sports columnist Bill Corum at the end of Game 7, in which the Cubs fell behind early to Detroit and lost 8-4. Lenny Marullo retired after the 1947 season. He stayed in the game as a scout for another 50 years. Lenny says as long as you're highly respected, you'll always have a job in baseball. And he's passed on those talents. His son, Len Boots Marullo, played in the minor leagues, and grandson Matt Marullo spent time in the majors in the 1990s, including four seasons with the White Sox. Lenny says he still watches a lot of baseball, and especially the Cubs, but this weekend's trip marks his first visit to Wrigley since an old-timers game in 1980. Fans will get to cheer him on twice, with a ceremonial first pitch, and he'll attempt to fill Harry Carey's shoes.
I don't have much of a voice, but I'll give him what I got. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
Marullo and members of his family will serve as guest conductors for the seventh inning stretch. I'm Jeff Bossert.